The U.S. Department of Transportation approved Indiana's plan for electric vehicle chargers in the state, despite concerns about equity. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, members of a state equity alliance say they're disappointed but not discouraged.
The announcement came just one day after communities in Gary and Indianapolis met with the DOT. They worry the state's current plan might not benefit black and brown neighborhoods, businesses, or workers. Barbara Bowling Williams is the president of the Indiana NAACP, which is part of the Indiana Alliance for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion for Electric Vehicle Infrastructure and Economic Opportunities. She says she's still hopeful that the alliance's recommendations will be implemented.
Not only will the alliance continue to watch what they do, but that the federal government, too, is watching exactly what they do.
Though this first award is for $36 million, Indiana is expected to receive a total of $100 million over the next 5 years. It's not clear if failing to address equity concerns could jeopardize future awards. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Officials with the Indiana Department of Transportation say there will be opportunities to adjust the plan, but that DOT's approval supports the work NDOT has done so far. The alliance plans to meet with NDOT next month.